Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring today's episode. Do you struggle on a day-to-day basis with staying happy and finding the drive to achieve your goals? As someone who has struggled for years with anxiety and depression, I understand how much of a fight it can be every day. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp assesses your personal needs and matches you with one of their licensed professional therapists. You can start communicating within 48 hours of registration, and it's not a crisis line or self-help. It's real, professional therapy done from the comfort of your own space. BetterHelp has a network of 20,000-plus therapists that are available to clients worldwide. You can log in and send a message to your therapist at any time and get timely and thoughtful responses. And you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room again. Because let's be real, therapy is intimidating enough. It should be as comfortable as possible. BetterHelp is also committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's super easy to change therapists if you need to. BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional therapy, especially since financial aid is available, because BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. To get started on a path to a happier life, visit betterhelp.com/unitherapy. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. There's also a special offer for UniTherapy listeners. If you guys use the link betterhelp.com/unitherapy to register, you'll get 10% off your first month. Again, that's better, HELP.com/unitherapy. Start healing your mental health today. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Welcome to UniTherapy, the Happy People podcast. Or in more realistic terms, the mental health podcast for young adults, where we talk about everything mental health related, and we have the conversations that no one wants to have because they're uncomfortable. So welcome to the community. I'm so glad you're here, and let's hop right in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. It has been a good couple of weeks since we had since we last had a proper chat, and I apologize for that, first of all, and I will explain why that happened in a second. But if you're new here, thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Emily, and I'm here to help through all of your mental health ups and downs. I am in no way a licensed professional. I'm kind of just here rambling. Half of it is advice that I've kind of collected and put into a little toolbox over the years from my own experience in therapy, other podcasts, books, etc. And the other half of it is literally just me venting my own personal problems, A, to get that off my chest, and B, to help you guys feel and realize that you are not alone in the things that you're feeling, which is the whole point of the podcast. If you are not new here, thank you so much for continuing to come back to each episode and listen and be a part of this family. I adore each and every one of you so, so much. Doing this literally brings me the most joy ever. So thank you so much. If you're new here, we start each episode with what I call my life breakdown, and that's where I just share what's been going on since we last talked. And it's a lot today because we haven't talked in a while. But yeah, as always, if you want to share your life breakdown with me, or if you just want to say hey, if you need advice, if you just want a new best friend, my Instagram is always linked in the description of the episode as well as the description of the podcast as a whole. Both my personal Instagram and the Instagram for the podcast are linked on there. Feel free to message either one. I love hearing from you guys. I encourage it so much. I love talking to you guys. I cannot stress this enough. So please feel free to shoot me a message on either one of those Instagrams. Okay, we're gonna get into the life breakdown. Now, like I said, we have not talked in a good couple weeks. It feels like it's been years, but it's only been a couple weeks. Let me explain why. So first of all, I am so sorry that there's not been a new episode in 2 weeks. When I tell you, my brain fucked me over so hard for the past 2 weeks. And I don't really know what it was. I want to say it was like a mix of kind of seasonal depression along with like hormone imbalances along with God knows what else. But I just really didn't get out of bed for 2 weeks. Like I did a little bit to do things that I absolutely had to do. But if I didn't have to do anything, I was in bed all day. Which was just so frustrating because I didn't want to get up. Like, I really didn't want to get up. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to have any responsibilities. I just wanted to, like, lay in my bed and read / sleep all day. But also, I was struggling with this, like, just horrible guilt that kept, like, clouding my brain because I was like, you're not doing anything. You're being so unproductive and it's horrible and you're, like, failing. So that's why we haven't had an episode in 2 weeks, because I just literally didn't get out of bed to plan it, to record it, to do anything. So that's why we haven't had an episode. And I seriously apologize for that, but I just was really struggling. And yeah. So I literally don't know what it was. I'm glad it's for the most part over. I'm still struggling a little bit with kind of motivation to be uber productive in the day. However, this was like the first week, like this past Monday was the first week. I'm recording on this on Wednesday. I usually record on Mondays, but I've kind of trying to been like catch up on everything and I didn't have time on Monday. And so we're recording on Wednesday and we're also going to upload on Wednesday. So here we are. Anyway, so, like, this past Monday, like, it was the first Monday in 2 weeks that I had, like, gotten up and early and felt motivation. And I was like, oh, finally, it's back. And then I struggled again a little bit yesterday. Not as bad, but still struggling. And now we're back today, and I feel great. I feel a lot more motivated. I think it's because yesterday was the first, like, day in a hot second that it's been actually really warm. It was up to like 72 yesterday. It's supposed to get up to like 79 today, which makes my heart so happy. And like I went outside yesterday, went on a drive. So fucking nice. Oh my God. I adore when it's warm. So anyway, that is why we haven't had an episode in 2 weeks. And again, I apologize, but we are back. And if you are going through something like that right now, please know you're not alone. Please know you're not alone. It's the worst thing ever, but I'm proud of you for continuing to push through. And if you're not getting out of it, that's okay. Sometimes we need that in life. We really do. It happens. It happens to all of us. So do not feel bad. Do not feel guilty. I felt so guilty these past 2 weeks, but I realized there's no need to, because every day is a new start, right? So it's okay if you have a day, it's okay if you have a week, it's okay if you have 2 weeks, it's okay if you have a month of no motivation, not wanting to do anything, you feel horrible, blah blah blah. That's okay. It happens, and there's no reason to guilt yourself, because that's just gonna make it worse. What's that gonna do in the long run, you know? So it's okay, and you're doing great, and I'm very proud of you. Anyway, on to more exciting and happy things. Well, I guess not really. It's, again, life breakdown, and I'm going to save the happier stuff for later on in the breakdown, because I kind of just want to get all the kind of sad, stressed, anxious emotions out first. So, speaking of emotions suck. They fucking suck. Like, oh, the frustration I'm feeling right now for so many reasons. Yeah. Like, emotions and knowing what you want as an adult, so hard. So hard. When I tell you guys, for the past few weeks have been like rocking back and forth between like wanting to just fuck around and like meet new people and like all this, and then switching to like, oh, but like cute relationship, like, yeah. So frustrating. I have never been more frustrated. Also, there's a few people that are really frustrating me, and I'm not gonna go into detail with that. But anyway, I digress. What else is going on? Do we have anything? Okay, I think that was all the actual bad things I want to share. On to good things. The most exciting thing that I have been so excited to share with everyone is that I am going to Coachella, you guys. I am going to Coachella 2022. I am so excited. Me and one of my best friends, Katie, are going. I got us tickets a couple weeks ago. I booked our hotel last week. Like, I am so excited. She lives in Utah. I live in Georgia. Coachella's in California. So I'm going to fly to Utah like a couple days before. And then we're going to road trip from Utah to California because it's only like a 9-hour drive from where she lives. So yeah. So I'm so excited. That's at the end of April. You guys, I get to see Harry Styles headline Coachella and Billie Eilish. Oh my God. And like Doja Cat's going to be there. Like, I apologize for the person I will become when I see Doja Cat live. Like, I apologize now. But I'm also, like, I don't know. Anyway, so I'm so excited for that. I'm so excited. I can't even put into words. Like, Katie and I are freaking out. So, if you by any chance are also going to Coachella, like, let's meet. I want to say hey. I don't know if anyone else is, but if you are, by any chance. So I'm so excited about that. It hurt my bank account. It really did. But is it worth it? Yeah, because, you know, like, money's not real. Memories, that shit's forever, though. So, you know, you can make more money. But vibes, you know what I mean? I don't know if that made sense. Probably not. We'll move on. It hurt my bank account, and I'm okay with that. Anyway, my brother and sister-in-law are coming to visit in March because my brother's still in college, and he has spring break on March, I don't know, it's like the 19th through the something. So anyway, so my brother and sister-in-law are coming to visit, and I'm so excited because I love them so much, and we're going on a vacation. I'm so excited to get a vacation, literally, and it's going to be to warm and beach. I'm going to cry. My brother and sister-in-law, my mom and I, when they visit at the end of March, we're going to drive to Savannah because it's only like a 3-hour drive from where I live, and we're like going to go to the beach and we're going to have a vacation, and I'm so excited. So excited. And then one of my best friends, Kendall, is going to come and visit the week before for her spring break. So I just get to see all the people that I love. And I'm so excited. Like, and then we're also going to go, Kendall and I are also going to go to the beach. Oh, it's going to be so good. It's going to be so, so good. Yeah, so everyone is just, I'm excited. I have high hopes for March. The last thing that I want to share, actually the second last thing, I have one more thing I want to share after this, but the second to last thing that I want to share, so as you guys know, I think I mentioned this before, is that I have been trying to read a book a month, and for January, I read My Policeman, so good, please read it, if you have not, and I finished that in January, and then my book for this month, I finally got around to reading Where the Crawdads Sing, and I haven't finished it yet, I'm close, I want to say I'm like 60-something pages away from finishing. But, oh my God, you guys, so good. It's such a good book. Like, I feel there's been a lot of hype around it, especially since it's going to come out as a movie as well. But I would say the hype is worth it. It's so good. It was a little hard to get into. I'm not going to lie. It was a little hard to get into at first. Because a lot of the first kind of half of the book is really setting the scene. But once you get into it, you can't put it down. It's so good. So I really highly recommend that if you haven't read it yet. If you have read it, please message me and let's converse. Let's converse. Don't spoil it because I'm not done yet, but we need to converse. I have a feeling. I think every month I'm just going to give you guys like a very short review on whatever book I'm reading that month. This is actually just becoming a book review podcast. I'm just kidding. But yeah, so Where the Crawdads Sing, super good. 10 out of 10 recommend. My book for January is called January. Apparently we're going backwards. March is The Silent Patient. I already bought it and I'm excited to read that. So that one looks good too. I love reading. If you don't like reading, then just disregard this whole part of the chat. But the last thing that I want to talk to you guys about, and we've done this before. I think we literally did this in the last episode, but I need your guys' help manifesting something pretty please, because this bad boy I really want. And it's about my job again. So there's another role that I'm up for that I want more than the last one that we talked about, you guys. I want this so fucking badly. So badly. So if we could all help Emily manifest that she gets this role, please do so. Please, like, put it out in the universe that I get this role that I'm talking about, because I really want it. I want it so bad. I want it more than I've ever wanted anything. Literally, this is like potentially life-changing role, and I really want it, and it's so good, and the script is so good, and the cast, so if we can just like take a second, Emily gets the role. Thank you so much. Moving on. So I think that's all I have to share for my life breakdown today. I know that was a lot, but I had a lot to catch you guys up on because we haven't talked in a while. So moving on into the episode we go. Today we are talking about something that I'm actually quite excited to talk about. And this idea was recommended by one of my friends. So thank you if you're listening. I know she's listening because she listens to my podcast and I love her. But she recommended that we talked about why we say sorry when we have nothing to apologize for. She like messaged me and was like, maybe talk about this, because I was reaching out to everyone. Because let me be honest, I've been in like a slump of, like a creative slump as well as an emotional slump. And I like couldn't think of anything to talk about. I was like, I have no idea what to talk about. So I messaged some people and I was like, guys, help. And she sent back this idea. And she also sent back another one, which is going to be next week's episode. She's killing it. Anyway, so saying sorry when we have nothing to apologize for. And I feel that this is quite a common problem. And I feel like most people are like this, unless you're just completely apathetic and you don't give a shit about anyone, which honestly, a vibe. just kidding. Care about people. Treat people with kindness. that wasn't meant to be a Harry Styles thing, but like then I thought about it. Anyway, moving on. So apologizing when you have nothing to be sorry for. And I feel like this is definitely like if you're a people pleaser, if you are a huge empath and you are a people pleaser and you tend to get used as a doormat like myself, you have like a chronic problem with saying sorry for every little thing that's not even remotely your fault. So first of all, we need to stop apologizing when we're not at fault. Because here's how I look at it. The more you apologize for every little thing, I feel like the more that sorry becomes a useless word. Because it's kind of, I feel like, especially if you're a people pleaser, you kind of get into this habit of just throwing it out after every little thing. And so I feel like it kind of just becomes useless. It kind of just becomes this little, like, it's just a word and there's no meaning behind it. Because I feel like, yes, if you're at fault and you have something to actually be sorry for, then be sorry and own up to your actions and put meaning behind that word. But the more it just continues to get thrown out and thrown out and thrown out for things that aren't even your fault, it kind of becomes useless. You know what I mean? So, and this can be for anything. Like, I feel like, you know, the other person is hurting because of, like, their own actions, or they're not hurting, or you didn't do anything, or you're being too excited about something, or, you know, blah, blah, blah. You say sorry. And I feel like the biggest thing is that what I just mentioned of when you're excited about something and you apologize for it, because the other person that you're kind of projecting that excitedness towards makes you feel bad for being excited. So, like, have you ever had those moments where you share something really exciting, something that you're, you know, something that you love, like something that you're passionate about, or an achievement, you know, or, you know, something like that, and then they make you feel bad or stupid about it? First of all, this is the worst, and people that make you feel bad about being excited for things are dicks, and we don't need them in our lives, you know? Because when you get excited about something, people who are in your life and people that you're friends with, or, you know, your loved ones, they should be excited for you. If something really good is happening, they should be so excited for you. They shouldn't make you feel bad for being excited, for being proud of yourself. If you have this major achievement and somebody shuts you down because they feel bad about themselves, because they're like, oh, well, I haven't done that yet, like, I'm not at that point, then they get insecure about themselves, and then they're going to make you feel bad about it to make themselves feel better that they haven't achieved what you have achieved, or you're doing better, or, you know, whatever it might be. And insecure people do this a lot. They shut down other people's excitement and you know, pride for their own ego. This is something I've run into so often, and for the most part, I really don't associate with any people that do that anymore, because I've gotten really good at focusing on myself and cutting out toxic people. But I, especially in high school, had a couple different friends who would absolutely do this. And it was just the worst. Or they would make you feel stupid about something. Or, you know, a good example of this for me is, like, my career, what I'm going after. I can't tell you how many times people have made me feel so unbelievably dumb for going after what I want. And it's been close friends, it's been people I barely know just making little snide comments. Like, it's kind of been the whole range of people. And when I would talk about it, and I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm an actor, that's what I'm doing, like, I'm in film and TV. And they'd be like, okay, good luck with that. That was the remark I got so often, was good luck with that. I was like, okay, you know what. And luckily, I can be a very petty person at times, and so those comments kind of just fuel that fire underneath me to, you know, prove them wrong, honestly. But for a lot of people, it can kind of shut you down, and you're like, oh, okay, never mind, I won't do it, because you start to get doubts in your head, and people are like, yeah, you can't do it, you don't believe in yourself. So then you shut yourself down, you apologize for trying to be too big, and then you shrink yourself for the sake of other people. And I think this is the saddest thing ever, when you shrink yourself to save another person's ego. When you apologize for being too big, for dreaming too big, for, you know, whatever, for trying to be, you know, confident, for, you know, being too loud, like, you shrink yourself for the sake of others. I have seen this happen too often in myself. I've seen this happen too often in, you know, my mom. Neither of us recently, but, you know, my mom did that in her first marriage. I did that in my first real relationship. And you don't do that. You don't shrink yourself for others because others have made you feel bad, because others are being insecure. You know, you don't do that. Don't apologize for going after what you want, for being passionate, for being ambitious, you know? Do not apologize for that. Be a badass. Be a bad bitch. Go after what you want. Go after it fearlessly. Go after it with confidence and drive. Don't be sorry for being too loud. Don't be sorry for being too confident. Don't be sorry for anything that you shouldn't be sorry for. If you hurt someone's feelings, like, genuinely with your actions that were hurtful, yeah, apologize. If you were, like, a dick, like, apologize, you know, for those things. But never apologize for being who you are. And never fucking apologize for going after what you want. If what you're doing isn't hurting anyone else, there's no need to feel sorry for that. And if people are making you feel bad about what, like, your interests, your hobbies, your achievements, drop them. Drop them. You don't need that kind of energy in your life. You need people in your life that are going to cheer you on throughout what you do and are going to cheer you on for being who you are. No one should ever shut you down for being who you are, because who you are is fucking awesome, okay? Okay. Next bullet point. I think something that's really going to help you remember to not apologize constantly for all of these things is to remember that you can't control how other people feel. If you hurt someone's feelings and it's actually through something that you did, absolutely, yeah, you hurt their feelings and you need to apologize. However, you can't control their feelings. Once you apologize, if you sincerely mean it, you can't control how they feel after that. Okay? And that's the same with, you can't control how other people feel towards you, okay? Something that I always really like to remember when I get upset over, you know, the fact that someone might not like me or someone might judge what I do or, you know, someone might think what I'm doing is stupid or whatever, I'm like, okay, my favorite saying is that, how can you expect everyone to like you when you don't even like everyone? And I replay this in my mind so many times, so often, right? Because it's so fair. Like, when you think about it, you're like, you don't like everyone. There's people that get on your nerves. There's people that annoy you. We're human. That's going to happen. We're not going to like everyone unless you're, like, literally the most pure, innocent angel of a human ever. Like, you're not going to like everyone because there's going to be people that piss you off. There's going to be people that annoy you. There's going to, you know, be people that you aren't going to agree with. Like, that's just human nature. You're never going to like everyone, and everyone's, like, not everyone is going to like you. And I think this is really important to remember. You can't control how other people feel. If people have egos that are really big and are extremely insecure, things that you do are going to piss them off no matter what it is, unless you are completely subservient to what they want. And you should never, ever do that, first of all, okay? So keep in mind, you can't control how everyone feels. You can't control if everyone likes you and everyone agrees with what you do. So do it anyway. Again, if it's not hurting anyone, do what you want. Preach what you're going to preach. If post something on Instagram that you're, like, afraid maybe somebody from high school that still follows you is going to think it's stupid, that doesn't fucking matter. Who cares? You don't even know them and see them anymore. Like, post on Instagram what you want to post. Do what you want to do. Go after the career that you want. Don't worry about other people's opinions and other people's feelings when it comes to being who you are. Okay? Like, obviously worry about other people's feelings. Don't be a bitch. But don't be afraid that being passionate and being confident is gonna make other people feel bad. Don't not go after something that you want because, well, this person is going to feel bad and, you know, if I do that. No! You can't control how they feel. If they are an important part of their lives, what you're going after is going to make them excited. Okay? And if not, you have no control over that. None. So remember that. It's just, you can never please everyone, okay? You can be a good person, and you can be kind, and, you know, be empathetic, but never let empathy shrink your passion, shrink your confidence, shrink whatever you're going after. Never let that happen. Because if you are continuously trying to fill up everyone else's cup all the time, what's left for you? You know? Nothing. Nothing's left for you if you're constantly overfilling everyone else's cups and then leaving nothing for yourself. You have to pour into your own cup before you pour into others. My therapist always used to say that to me, and it literally sticks with me every single day. You have to take care of yourself. You have to do what's going to be best for you before you can take care of others and make others feel good. So focus on you. Do what you want to do if it's not hurting anyone else. Be passionate and be loud and be opinionated and go after the big dreams that maybe not everyone thinks, you know, you're going to succeed at, but who cares? Try anyway, because it's better to try now and fail than to live your whole life knowing whether or not anything would have happened if you had gone after it. Live with failing over regret, you know? So just do what you're gonna do. Be who you're gonna be. And don't let anybody else's, you know, opinions or emotions and feelings cloud that. Never apologize for taking up space, for being the smartest in the room, for being the most confident in the room. You know, never, ever, ever feel sorry about that. Because you should be proud if you're confident. It's hard to be confident. So hard. So never, never apologize for that. Never apologize for having a passion, having something that you want to go after, because so many people don't know what they want to do. So if you know what you want to do and are driven, do that. Go after it. Never shrink yourself for the benefit of others. So, that's all that I kind of wanted to touch on today. And I hope it, you know, kind of struck something inside of you. And please continue to go after what you want and your dreams and be who you're going to be. Because who you are is so awesome. Who you are is incredible. So please never, ever dull that light. So, I love you guys so, 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 so much. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I know it wasn't super long and super, like, didn't give a lot of advice. It was kind of more just a pep talk. But I hope it helped and I hope it sparked a fire in you. And, yeah. I will be back next week with a new episode. I will not go another 2 weeks, I promise, without uploading. I adore you all so, 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 so much. I hope you all are having a great week and a great February. It's almost March. I'm so proud of all of you. I love you all so much. You matter so much. You're so loved. I love each and every one of you with my entire heart. So never ever think that you're not loved, because you are. You're amazing. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you guys next week.